Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today, well, you are going to learn how you can become the creator in your life. This program is all about empowering you as an individual. As a listener, you have a chance to, well, learn just about anything and everything on the Donna Sebo Show. And today, the pen and paper should be in your hands for making notes, because we're going to be talking with Jackie Lappin. Her book is The Art of Conscious Creation, and I had the opportunity to meet Jackie in person when I was at the Conscious Life Expo, participating in that event while I was down there just a weekend before last. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Donna, thank you so very much for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here.
Jackie, your book is titled The Art of Conscious Creation, and you walk your talk because you're the founder of United World Healing, which is an international organization, and you like to bring people together for the purpose of them being able to actually do conscious creation. You're very supportive of that. You've traveled all over the world communicating your concepts to others, and interestingly enough, you've had quite a unique background because you were one of the nation's first female sports writers. And that really became a passion for you because you launched a PR firm that was dealing with sports, various kinds of entertainment, special events, and you've taught at universities. Why was it that you decided you wanted to put this book together? That, I mean, you're so busy with all these other things, what motivated you to decide to sit down and write The Art of Conscious Living?
Well, you know, really what I have been doing most of the last several years has been doing media relations, doing publicity for companies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I did was start the worldwide poker boom by helping the World Poker Tour get started and doing their publicity. And as I was on my spiritual journey, as I started to want to explore who I am and why I am the person that I am, I determined that you can actually ask the universe questions and get answers. And so I asked the universe, if I can help get people all over the world playing poker, what are these skills really to be used for? If I am capable of communicating worldwide, what am I supposed to be saying? And the answer I got was to be bringing people together to do simultaneous synchronized visions to heal the world and to begin consciously creating not only this world, but their own lives. And so out of that vision came this idea that I needed to be out teaching people these skills that I was learning myself. So I backed up and I created United World Healing that is designed to bring people together for that purpose, and you can check that out at unitedworldhealing.org. And then I created the book, which is really, it's a book in three different sections. The first of it is how you can begin consciously creating your own life. And those are things that I learned in this process as I discovered through my readings that everything was about energy. And if this all was about energy, then we could, in fact, use that energy to our own benefit. And that's the first part of the book. The second part of the book was all about, as I was reading all this science, how that science validates that we can, what we think we can create. And so the second part of the book is really a very good survey of the science, including 60 different cases. And then the third part of the book, of The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, is about how you can actually begin transforming the world. If you learn these skills for yourself, then you can begin using them to benefit the world at large. So that's really how this came about. I mean, it was basically through my incredible PR background that I realized that there was something that I was being called to do.
You bring together some interesting word combinations in your book. One factor, which is right at the in the first chapter, you talk about facing what the population of the world generally has contributed, that has gotten us into a lot of the mess that we have today. And you call them snapshots, and it represents the debris of mankind's fear and emotions. And I thought that was a very good combination of words, because if we honestly want to look at many of the things that are going on today, good, bad, or indifferent, most of them are generated by people. Not all, but most are. We have a ripple effect that we don't often want to take responsibility for. So let's address a little bit of that. When you talk about the dream, you talk about how love is the e-ticket to the new world. And how do you equate that with the actual positioning of doing? You also mentioned intention. Bring that together in a cohesive way for my audience.
Let's look at the fact that we are all energetic human beings. Everything we think and everything, all of our emotions, are actually energetic emissions. And that interacts with the entire world around us. And it does impact everything, everybody, in an energetic fashion. And if it's like a dominoes, if you impact one person, it impacts the next, it impacts the one after that. Whether you're conscious of it or not, you are having an impact on everybody around you. And as a result, each one of us is actually vibrating. We are vibrating various different frequencies. If you are vibrating in the lower end of the range, I call the frequency yardstick, you are vibrating things like fear and anxiety and worry and guilt and blame and self-recriminations and all of those other negative feelings and emotions. If you're vibrating in the high range, you are going to be vibrating love, compassion, generosity, gratitude, the kinds of things that are positive and reinforce the positive things in the world, trust in the universe. Now, the world is a really interesting thing. If you are, let's look at the globe at first, and then we'll look at the individual. We emanate all of these vibrations, the world is like a bank, and it takes on your deposits. So if we are depositing all of this negative energy into that energy bank, it is like giving it all your negative deposits, and you are contributing to all of these terrible things going on in the world. Hunger, poverty, war, natural disasters, global warming, all of those kinds of things, because your energy is feeding that. Because the Earth is just like us. It's an energetic function. It functions on an energetic level just like we do. If you are vibrating at the higher range, all of these wonderful loving vibrations, you are feeding the Earth positive loving deposits that are in fact helping to create the world that we all want to live in, a world that is filled with joy and compassion and abundance and tolerance and all of those other wonderful things that we want in the world that will make us all feel much like we are living in a place that is much closer to the paradise we want to live in. So that's really how the Earth works and how we interact with it unconsciously. Now, from an individual standpoint, the interesting thing about how we vibrate at these different levels is if you are vibrating at the highest level, you are vibrating at the same level of the universe. The universe vibrates at the level of love. So if you're vibrating at the high level, I call it you are surfing the love vibration. And in surfing the love vibration, wonderful things happen. Synchronistically, people appear when you need them. Your life is much less easy, much less a struggle, and it's easy. And even more importantly and amazingly, wondrously, as I have discovered, you start manifesting a lot faster. Things just start coming to you that you want. Now, if you are vibrating at the low range of the vibrational chart, then, in fact, you are, it's like riding in a car, driving in a car with your brakes on. And as a result, you're going to be hitting friction and obstacles and wrong turns, and your life is much more of a struggle. It's not easy. You know, things fall apart easily. You just want to be conscious of the fact that you can actually change your vibration. And when you consciously decide to start vibrating in the higher ranges, when you begin to change your thoughts and change your emotions, then you will see your life change. And that's what we talk about being a conscious creator. You can do two things to begin changing your life. And one of them is raise your personal frequency, which is what this is all about. And the book has 25 guiding principles to teach you how to do that. Law of Attraction is only one of those. And if you, and then the second stage of it is to begin visualizing and consciously creating your day rather than letting life happen to you. Because if you're operating in this high frequency, when you're visualizing, then you're going to see your day begin happening much more along the lines that you would like to intention it to than if you do not do that and life just sort of comes and slaps you in the face.
You make a comment in your book about being passionate and having intention towards what it is that you want to attract in your life. And you talk about magnetizing yourself and how we're all trainable. And I am inclined to agree with that, because if we are not trainable, then we're just a bunch of puppets down here on the end of a string, and we don't have any brain power worth even utilizing. So we've been given the opportunity to make choices and to be able to exercise our individuality. But it does take being consciously present, because if we are really honest with ourselves, many times we mimic and copy for many, many years of our lives those individuals who are around us. That's a very natural process. We learn from those that are around us, but we might be dissatisfied and can't figure out why, and then we have to shift our thinking. That means we have to pay attention to what's going on, and it is so important to be open to learning, to be open to opportunities, to be willing to invest in ourselves, because it makes a difference. Lots of times we get stuck because we're stuck in the way we're thinking. And that's something that your book addresses, that most of what we get stuck in is up in our heads.
What we really need to do is find out what's in our hearts. And we don't want to follow somebody else's path, because that's going to take you down a path that is not your own. This is all about you and your connection to the universe and what is in your desire, your passion, your heart. And those are the things that you can make reality. The part that is so difficult for most people is the thought that they need to have to make some changes in their life. And people are very resistant to changes. It's frightening for them. But the simple answer is, when you begin to develop what I call positive energy habits as opposed to negative energy habits, you see that it is wonderfully reinforcing, because as you do this, things begin to happen and you think, oh, if I do this, then these wonderful things will happen to me. And it is like sort of almost a Pavlovian experience. If you do it once and it feels good, then you want to do it again and again. So once you start making changes, once you start, for example, for me, one of the things that I learned was, when I feel something in my stomach that's uncomfortable, that means I'm living in fear. I am experiencing fear. That to me is now a trigger point. I have to look at that and say, all right, first of all, why am I experiencing this? And second of all, what can I do to eliminate that fear? How can I change my vibration in a positive framework so that I am going to be vibrating the kinds of things that that the fear is not going to be repelling? Because even if you want something to happen, if you're fearful, you're going to repel it away. So I consciously changed my vibration. Like last night, I had a bit of an upset over yesterday. I consciously said, okay, I'm going to change my vibration, and I made a point to do something that I enjoyed, and do something. I fed my soul, essentially, that passion that we're talking about, changed my vibration, and then I saw an entirely different experience today. Once you begin starting to use your own, find your own trigger points and see what those are and change your vibration, then you become these positive energy habits become much easier, and they become much more integrated in your life, and you don't have to think about it after a while.
Trust is something you bring up, but before we get into that, you had one sentence, how to make friends with the present, which I think is important. Too many people will get caught up with what was or what could have been, or gee whiz, it should have been. The woulda, shouldas, couldas, you know, gottas, whatever we want to put in there. It is, I think, very important to be present with where you are right at any given moment, because that is the moment that is the opportunity to create the future that you really want. Address making friends with the present.
Well, you know, one of the things is that just as bad as living your life in the past is living your life in the future, which is waiting to do things, anticipating things, saying, well, I'm not going to, you know, fulfill myself until this happens, or I'm not going to be happy until that happens, or I can't wait to get that to that point, and you're not in this moment. And when you're not in this moment, you're not experiencing the potential for joy that you can have. You're only living in either the fear of recriminations from the past, or what the blame that existed from the past, or you're living in this negative emotion of, well, you know, of what could happen if, instead of living in this moment and joyfully experiencing right this moment, this now. This is a very rich world for us, and if we live in this moment, there are tremendous rewards. First of all, you get rid of all the worry. That's a big one. And then the more important, you enjoy what you are experiencing. For me, one of the things, when I find myself in a place that I don't want to be, whether that's in the past, in the future, in a bad vibration, I go out and cut roses. I have 250 beautiful roses. So that, it gives me a wonderful sensory upper, essentially, you know, without drugs. I get the smell. I get the beauty of their color. I get the texture of them. They permeate my house with this beautiful smell. It's just my wonderful, easy, simple way to say, okay, I'm living in this moment. I'm smelling these flowers right this moment. It's you know, the quintessential, let's smell the roses. And I do that on a really, truly fashion. But it's a simple reminder that you have things in front of you on your plate right now that are joyful and can enliven your life. Play with your kids. You know, redo the things that you love to do rather than worrying about the past and rehashing something that you have no control over in the past. And the only control you have is going into that future. And that requires being in the moment and visualizing for your future, rather than living that past and dragging it with you.
You have a significant portion of your book based on science, scientific research, and you make a statement that science is beginning to lift the veil on a sea of energy that not only surrounds us, but is within us as well. And that is so true. And it's nice that they're finally catching up. It helps to explain some things more effectively, which you have a very nice arrangement and collection of various scientists that have made certain comments, and they've done a lot of research on this, and one of them that, there's Dr. Elizabeth Targ, who is the daughter of the famous Russell Targ, who's done remote viewing, and her research, and this was done in the 90s, was on the power of prayer and healers, and she realized that there was so much good that came from that. And as a scientist, she did the research there. You have Dr. Carl Symington, who did a tremendous amount of research, along with many, many others, who have found that the power of the mind, the power of energy that can be transmitted, the power of effect of that energy on other living things and or even inanimate objects is quite profound. You also bring up something about the 100th monkey principle, and I'm sure many of my listeners are aware of that, but talk about that for a minute, because that was a fascinating instrument of research, or I should say perspective of research, that some scientists even today don't want to recognize that that is a fact. But it's becoming more and more, well, I would say visible.
Well, and what that basically states is there was a group of monkeys on an island, now not anywhere connected with the land, and these monkeys gradually developed certain habits of behavior, and involving, you know, their food and whatever it was that they were doing. And monkeys around the rest of the world did not have this behavior. But all of a sudden, after, you know, a number of these monkeys began to perform this habit, other monkeys completely displaced on the mainland began to show this same behavior. Now, there was no connection between them. Somehow, through the universal energy system, that activity, that knowledge was passed over to these unconnected animals. And what that really talks about is what is going on in the universe, which is a vast source of knowledge, which we can actually tap into, being passed or accessed from different places. Some of my favorite studies in the book involve, there's one where a scientist is evaluating how humans and plants react to each other if they're owned by one, a person owns a plant. So he put a monitor on a woman who had a terrible fear of flying, 3,000 miles away from where her plants were, and he put a monitor on the plant. And at the moment that the airplane took off, her plants registered her fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that tell you about how we're connected energetically? Another one I love is a scientist down in Texas divided her students in two. And she asked one group to grow a greater number of T cells in their body by concentration and intention. She asked another group to grow a different kinds of cells. And lo and behold, when she did this test, each group that was asked to do one of those groups designated had grown that cell to a greater degree. I mean, here is just our mind willing our body to do
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that research is finding more and more difficult to deny. This is a reality. And if that is a reality, how can we support that? How can we take a positioning of supporting that reality so that we can be more aware of what we are doing that perhaps is that underlying cause that's creating certain things in our life, not just physically and health-wise, but emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Again, it's all part of the package. You can't separate it. It works together. And it has ripple effects on the people that we interact with. So we have to be, again, consciously aware of that. And one of the sections of your book, in fact it's chapter 7, you have visions for a better future, and you have a statement, you will recognize your work when you see it. And I think I would want to add something to that. You'll recognize your work when you feel it, when you are in a positioning of joy with what you're doing, because that's exactly what's there. I mean, you would do it with or without money. If you're paid for it, that's great. Regardless, it is that understanding of yourself. And that takes quite a while for most people to become aware of. Children have it, then they seem to lose it, and then we have to grow through life to be able to rediscover it.
Well, I think really what we're saying here is that we are all one. We are all part of this energetic force. And to fully live in the power of that force, one has to recognize that indeed everything we do has repercussions, and they need to take responsibility for their actions. I have to tell you that once I started to walk this path, it was a little bit scary, because the first thing I would think is, oh my God, if I'm feeling this way, if I'm radiating these negative feelings right now, what am I bringing to myself? And you feel fearful, you create the fear by just worrying about what it is that you could be doing, with your energy. And it's something that conscious creators go through. It's a phase that actually I keep telling people, don't worry, it ends. Once you get to that other end, you, instead of living in the fear of what could be, you live in the joy of what could be. You live in the fact that I have this incredible power to create my life. I have this power to affect change. I have this power to live a happy life. I have this power to be a person that is connected to the universe and to tap into the power of the universe. Those are very exciting things. I mean, for me, the most thrilling part about this journey is recognizing how empowering it is for me to be able to have more control over my life than just be a victim in life. Too many people think of themselves as victims. One of the lovely things about children is that they're not there yet. Usually in the very beginning, they come in recognizing and feeling this power before they are started to curb it. But we as adults can reclaim that power by recognizing it is there and living that path. And one of the things about my book is the fact that not only are we individually powerful, but we are powerful as a group. And by the science shows us, it's something called entrainment, that if you put one wave and another wave together, you don't have two waves, you don't have a coefficient of two, you have 100, because it is so much more powerful by virtue of the combination of people. It is exponentially more powerful, and that's why we put together United World Healing, to bring people together to do simultaneous visions of the same vision of the world so that we can create the future by joining our powers together.
Jackie, you have a website, unitedworldhealing.org, and what will people find on that website?
They're going to find a lot of information about the book. They're going to find a lot of articles that I've written, and here's some other key things. You're going to get a free ebook, and you can actually sign up to get a manifesting tip a day. Now, you know, it's a wonderful thing that when you start to walk down this path, what you've read on The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, and it is on the website, available on the website, then, in fact, you can also then continue to get little tips every day to become a more effective conscious creator and better manifester.
Wow.
Those are some really key tools, and the ebook is just really a wonderful resource.
Fabulous. Well, there you've got it, folks. An ebook, manifesting tips, all kinds of good things. So be sure you go to Jackie Lappin's website, unitedworldhealing.org, and find out from her what you can do to be more consciously aware of how you can create your own book, your own good. The Art of Conscious Creation is her book. She wanted to share what she has learned herself. This is a woman with a tremendous level of background and experience, and she has had a very successful path in her life. But she wants to help you transform the world, and believe me, I've gotten enough material on my desk just in this one day that this is desperately needed, because we all need to know we make a difference and we choose how we want to make that difference. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's up to us. So this is where you can take the reins, be in charge, and be the person. Jackie Lappin, and her last name is spelled L-A-P-I-N. Again, her website is unitedworldhealing.org.
And also the artofconsciouscreation.com.
Artofconsciouscreation.com. We have just about 30 seconds. Jackie, do you have a quick thought you'd like my listeners to leave with? 30 seconds.
Begin to visualize the beautiful world ahead of us. It is the world that we can create with our minds and our hearts.
Well stated. Jackie, thank you so much for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break, and when we come back, we have more good things to share with you. Again, Jackie Lappin's website, unitedworldhealing.org, also The Art of Conscious Creation. You can go to that site as well. She will provide you with a free ebook, and if you want a daily reminder of how you can manifest the highest and the best in your life, go to her website. You'll find that you can sign up for this and have that on your computer every day. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open, and we are delighted to have you call in. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Telephone number 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Those of you who might be in Canada listening, 888-815-9756 is the number, 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, if you've never heard the show before, or if you've wanted to call in, just know I only need a few things. One, I want your first name or your initial, and then, of course, I love to know where you're calling from. So those two points of fact are very important. And then let me do my perceptions, my intuitive insights. And then after that, you can ask me a question about anything you like. It's that simple. Remember, I'm an information resource, and I'm delighted to be able to share it with you. So again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. And for those of you that missed the show yesterday, I want to tell those of you in the state of Washington that the Psychic Spectrum Expo that is was supposed to have been this coming weekend has been canceled. So there will be no appearance there. But for those of you in California, I will be making an appearance. You can always, the 27th, the 28th, 29th, 30th, and I'll also be there on the 1st. So just know that I'm going to be down in California, and I will be available for private appointments if you want to meet with me. And the show will go on regardless, because the Donna Sebo Show have telephone line, I travel, and it goes live from wherever I am. So we'll be on the air. Speaking of being on the air, let me tell you about who's coming up tomorrow. We're going to be talking with David Baker. And we're going to be learning from David what he went through in his own development as a psychic. Very nice man, just very, very gracious man. We're talking about his book, The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey. So that's what we're going to have tomorrow. Meanwhile, let's go to our first caller of the day. And first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jeanette, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Jeanette. Are you
talking
from New York City?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I've been invited to come to New York to speak, but I already had another speaking engagement, so I'm not going to be able to come back there. But I just always enjoy coming back to New York City. It's such a joy. Jeanette, the first thing that I am observing with you is that you're going to need to pay attention to what is going on around you because you've got so much stuff. I feel as if I'm in a vortex of energy, for the lack of a better description. And in this vortex, all kinds of stuff is flying all around me. And it is creating such a distraction, and I can't seem to grab onto what's flying around me so that I can bring it down and into a usable patterning. And I want to say, take a deep breath, just relax, because all of that whirling about, all of that energy in that vortex is going to be quieting down. It cannot maintain that momentum for very long. So if you'll just relax, do what you can, focus on what needs to be focused on, very quietly that vortex of energy and confusion is going to disappear. And I'd say less than 2 weeks. So I want to encourage you to really recognize that you're going to get out of this rush, shuffle, rush, spin, shuffle, spin, rush, shuffle type of a patterning. It's going to be with you a little bit longer, but if you can just focus yourself so that you can really be centered right where you are, you're going to get past this, as I said a moment ago, very, very nicely and feel like you've got a grip on something where you haven't been able to get a grip before. Money's going to be okay. You are going to be fine. You're not going to be a multimillionaire, but you're going to be okay. You are going to be able to manage quite nicely this year, and I'd like to encourage you to start working on a financial plan because I think it's going to help you stay grounded through some of these emotional roller coasters that I see you going through this coming year, or this year, excuse me. Do you have a question for me, Jeanette?
Well, basically, you already said how I'm feeling right now at this moment, but lately I haven't been able to focus on school. And I'm just wondering if I'm going to get through school right this semester.
What is it you've got with school? The answer is yes. You're going to be able to get through school, but I would enlist some help. What is it that's been going on that has been distracting you from school?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your last sentence.
Okay, what is it that has been going on that has been distracting you from giving your attention to school?
Well, I think that lately I've been distracted by many things, like you said. I got hit by a car in December, and that's why I haven't really been back in the zone yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I really want to, like, move on with my life. Like I really want to get far ahead, but I feel like I'm not really there yet, and I'm just, like, stuck here. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
Well, I think that's a pretty good basis to start from because right there, that would be very unsettling, especially if you had to go through any kind of a legal process or whatever might go on. So I think I would encourage you to look at maybe having a tutor or some. I'd go into a counselor, if you have any, at your college and say, I need some help. I really need some help. I'm having a terrible time ever since I had this accident, and I cannot afford to try to rumble through on my own. What can you recommend? Is there someone that can help me with tutoring and help me keep my focus?
Mm-hmm.
Ask for the help. Don't
but
be embarrassed.
But you feel like I'm going to get through this year fine in terms of school, like, because I have one more year of school left.
Oh, yes. I think you're going to not only make it, I think you're going to surprise yourself. But I want you to ask for some help, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like you have to be the lone soul here, the martyr. That doesn't work. You need to have some other individuals assisting you with your studies, and you also need to take care of yourself. In other words, you need to make sure you're eating well, that you're getting enough sleep, because
mm-hmm.
there are some things you're just not going to be able to control, and you need to be able to look at that and say, this is out of my hands. Well, what I can control, I will control. But ask for help. I would recommend that you talk to your counselor at school
mm-hmm.
and say, I need to get back on track, and I need to have some tutoring, and I need to have something that keeps me focused so that I get back on my mental feet the way I should.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks a lot, Donna.
You're very welcome, Jeanette. Let me know how school goes.
Okay.
All right, dear. You take care of yourself now.
You too. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much, Jeanette.
Bye-bye.
You also. This is Donna Siebel, and if you'd like to give me a buzz, it's really simple. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have 530-876-3222. And again, tomorrow we're going to be having The Art of Conscious Creation. No, that's what we just talked about, right? I'm reading my notes here. I got the wrong notes. The Spirit Garden with David Baker is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And I also want to remind you, remember Teresa Tapp, who was with me yesterday? And she has a special for 2 weeks that she's offering to my listeners. So be sure and go to her website, ttapp.com, ttapp, T-T-A-P-P.com, and you're going to be able to get her DVD that she has on core exercising, and trust me, this stuff really works, and it's only $10, or you'll get it free if you buy her book. So go and do it now, because this special is not going to last. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Brenda. From California.
All right, dear, I could barely hear you. Now, is it Glinda with a G or Linda with an L?
Brenda with a B.
Linda with a V.
B, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. All
Brenda.
Right. Your voice is soft, and so it's not coming across real
strong.
Sorry,
I'll talk louder.
Your pardon. Okay, and where in California, Brenda?
Culver City.
Well, you know, I had such a hard time. That used to be my own stomping ground.
Wow.
And I wouldn't recognize it anymore. I mean, I'm just amazed at all of the changes that have gone on there. Now, Brenda, I need to tell you, dear, that we're going to be taking a break shortly. So when I tell you that we're going on break, don't hang up the phone, okay? Because we'll get right back to you.
Great.
Brenda, the first thing I'm looking at, I'm seeing you rubbing your stomach. And I'm a little bit perplexed with this because I don't see you as an unhealthy person. But you may find that your body's changing and there's like an irritation in your stomach that's occurring. So what I'd like for you to do, I would like for you to be aware that you are going to need to pay attention to what you're putting into your body.
Okay.
You need to be alert to what it is. And if it's a real fatty food that you're having a problem with, then you may need to have some enzymes that are added to your dietary regimen. It might be something where you've got a chemistry change here, which is making you sensitive to, let's say, citric stuff. So you need to pay attention because you should not be having stomach problems.
Okay.
There shouldn't be a problem with that. Also, what I'm looking at is a couple of pictures are popping into my head. One, it looks like there might be some traveling. And two, it is a desire to really have a career change. Now, I know we're getting ready to go on break, hon. Will you stay on the line with me?
I'm sorry, what was that?
We're getting ready to go on break, Brenda. Will you stay on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, we are planning to travel.
Okay, Brenda, stay with me.
Okay.
Because we're going to go on a break. When we come back, I'll take your question.
Great. Okay.
All right, dear?
Thank
okay.
you.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Phone numbers to call in to 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
I got her on the phone. Donna Sebo. Oh, honey, turn this off. Honey? I couldn't hear it from this phone.